Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Idyas. Perik Dalet Mishnah Yud. Talk about a Torah of Shas. Here, in this Mishnah, we're going to go from Masechta to Masechta to Masechta to Masechta, all in the same Mishnah. Here is the first case. A husband is obligated to live with his wife. It's one of the three mitzvahs, She'er, Ksus, and Oina. He has to spend time with her. Hamadiris Ishtoi Mitash Mishamita begins the Mishnah. A husband that made a neder. There's different ways of making a neder. One way is that a person says a certain pleasure is usher to me. And this is what he did over here. He said, the enjoyment of being with you, no. I make a neder, I'm not going to have that pleasure. Beishami, I mean the Beishami say, Shtei Shabbosis. If he made this neder for 2 weeks, then the neder is chal. He could fulfill his neder. We see in the Torah. When a woman has, you remember from Pasha Tzriya, a baby girl, she's tummy anyway for 2 weeks. So we see that a 2 week period is a shazai geferlich. However, Ubeis Hillel, I mean, the Beis Hillel say Shabbos Echos, 1 week. If he did this for 1 week, he could fulfill his neder. But if he asks her more than that 1 week, the woman has a right to demand a divorce and to get her ksuba. Now the Gemara says this is true even if, let's say, he's a camel driver that normally he's not even home for 30 days in a row, or a ship captain, he's not home for 6 months. But he didn't officially asser his wife. At the point that he turns it into a neder, so the maximum is 2 weeks according to the Beis Shammai, 1 week according to the Beis Hillel. Now we go on to the second of four machlokesin, between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So we just mentioned that when a woman has a baby girl, she's tummy for 2 weeks. Now, the way it works is, again, I'm sure you remember from Parshas Tazria, after a woman gives birth, even if she had a miscarriage, I mean, the baby came out before it was ready and could not live. So there's a time period that she's tummy to her husband, and then there's a time period that she can't come to the Beis HaMikdash, and after the time period, she brings a carb. What are those time periods? When she has a boy, she's tummy for 7 days. For the next 33 days, she's tahar, but she has to wait till the end of those 33 days, total 40 days, 33 plus 7, to be able to bring her carbon and to complete her tara. Now she can come into the Beis HaMikdash. If the child was a girl, the tummy period lasts 14 days. For 2 weeks she's tummy, like we just learned. Then there's a period of 66 days that she's tahar, but only after the 66 days, total 66 plus 14, 80 days, can she bring her carbon. Now, if the woman had a girl, 2 weeks passed, that was another 66 days. What happens if she becomes miyuberet, she's expecting a child during these 66 days, and she has a miscarriage? Now, it takes 9 months for a baby to be born. Or a baby could be born after 7 months, but a baby can't be born in 66 days. But if the baby, if she loses the baby, after 40 days, it's enough of a baby that, once again, it's called a birth. She goes through the period of Tumah, and then Taharan, and then to bring the carbon. So you could have a case where a lady has a girl, and before the 80 days are up, she miscarries. She already carried a baby for 40 days. Does she have to bring two karbanas? And the answer is no. She doesn't have to bring two sets of karbanas, only one set. The karbanah she's going to bring for the first baby will be good for the second one as well. As long as the second baby was born or miscarried before the time that she was mechuyev to bring the karbanah for the first baby. But if she lost her second baby after the 66 days, it was already time where she could have brought her karbanah. Now she has to bring two karbanahs. Now here's the case that the Mishnah is talking about. This woman had a baby, healthy baby girl. The last day of the Torah period, 80 days later, 14 days of Tumah, 66 days of Tahara, has already passed. The full 80 days passed from when her first baby is born. Now is the night of the 81st day. Tomorrow she can bring the carbon. But now she loses, she has a miscarriage that night. Hamapela, she loses her baby, La'ar Shmain of Echa, the night of the 81st. So on the one hand, we can say, oh, but it was after a full 80 days. You have to bring two sets of karbanas now. On the other hand, you could say, wait a second. You can't bring karbanos at night. See, even though she brings the karbanos after 80 days, but practically speaking, she couldn't bring it till the 81st day in the morning. And when did this second baby come out of her? Before the morning of the 81st. So that's all. It came out before it was possible for her to bring the first carbon, and therefore she brings one set of karbanos for both babies. Beis Shammai poitrim in a carbon. That's what the Beis Shammai holds. She doesn't have to bring a second set of karbanos. The karbanos from the first birth or miscarriage, either way, are kosher for the second one as well. The Beis Shammai say, again, she lost the second baby. It came out of her before it was possible to bring karbanos. And you can't bring karbanos till the morning of the 81st. Ubesil mechayvin. The Beis Hillel don't look at it that way. They say, look, the time period for the first baby is 2 weeks of Tumah and 66 days of Tahara. That she's mutter to her husband. In other words, 80 days. When did she have the miscarriage, the second miscarriage, or could be the first one was a regular baby? When was the second time a baby came out of her? After the 80 days. She couldn't bring karbanos yet. That's because of a different din. You can't bring karbanos till the morning. But it was after the 80-day period. Too late. Too late for the first set of karbanos to cover for the second baby. Now we go on to Hilchos Tzitzis. That's what Masechtas Idyos is all about, from one inyan to the other. A baguette of four corners is mechuyev in tzitzis. And there's a mitzvah to put in a chut of tcheles, wool that has been dyed with the blood of the chalazon fish, between the tzitzis strings. Next. It is aser, under normal circumstances, to put on a baguette that has both wool and linen, which is, of course, a shatness. But to perform the mitzvah of tzitzis, it's okay to connect a chut of tcheles, which is from wool, on a beged of pishtan, of linen. The mitzvah's assay of tzitzis is doicha, the lois assay of shatness. This is called assay doicha lois assay. The problem is that zman tzitzis, when do we perform the mitzvah of tzitzis? By day, not by night. Now, many people wear tzitzis at night as a shmira. We should. But you don't make a bracha on tzitzis at night. Zakta Mishnah, sadin b'tzitzis. We have a linen beged that has four corners. B'tzitzis, in regard to the chiyuv of tzitzis, Beis Shammai patron, the Beis Shammai say, no. You can put it on without tzitzis. Why? Because this sadin is like a blanket. That's really what it is. When do you wrap yourself in such a blanket? At night. Now, I don't want you to put tzitzis on this even by day. I'm confused. Why not? If I'm wearing it by day, why shouldn't I have tzitzis? By day, it's mechuyev in tzitzis. Yeah, but by day, you're going to connect the tcheles to the linen baguette. That's shatness. Okay, but you just tell me I'm allowed to. Yeah, but this is a baguette that is normally worn by night. Then you're going to put it on at night. By night, there's no mitzvah of tzitzis. So then you're wearing shatness. If there's no chi of tzitzis, there's no asei doicha lois asei. So in order to prevent us from wearing this baguette at night, being that it's usually worn at night, even by day, don't put tzitzis on it. The Basil Machaim and the Basil say no. You're wearing it by day, put on tzitzis. Don't worry about the tcheles. Don't worry about the wool and linen, because the mitzvah of tzitzis is doicha, the mitzvah of shatness, and you have to know not to wear it at night. Weiter sagt der Mishnah. And here too, a small hagdam. Tvur and Paris that grow in Eretz Yisrael, you didn't separate any trumas and maizes from, are called tevel. Can you eat tevel? You can eat a chilas aray, like a snack, from it, up until a certain point, but only during the week, not on Shabbos. On Shabbos, you can't even have a snack from it before your mafresh trumas and maizes. Why? Because any eating on Shabbos is so important, is so chashiv, that's called a chilas kev, it's not called a snack. Shabbos is koveil and maizer. Well, what about Paris that I set aside for Shabbos? Can I snack from it before Shabbos without separating Trumas and Maisers? Zakt Mishnah, Kalkolas HaShabbos, a basket full of Paris that were designated for Shabbos, and you want to eat a snack from it before Shabbos, and you still were not Mafresh Trumas and Maisers, Beis Shammai Poitrin, the Beis Shammai say, fine, you have the green light. The fact that they were separated for Shabbos, that's not Koveyit L'Maiser. It's only if it's Mamish Shabbos. Ubeis Hillel Mechayvin, the Beis Hillel say, no, you're obligated to separate Trumas and Maisers even before you eat from them, just because of the fact that it was separated for Shabbos. Okay, let's chazer over what we learned in our Mishnah. First halacha was, if someone makes a neder, that he will not have any hana by being with his wife, the Beshamay say, up until 2 weeks, afterwards she can demand a get, the Basilis say, only 1 week. Then we learned that if a woman has a second baby the night of the 81st, she can't namish have a live baby, then there's not enough time. But she miscarried then. She miscarries after 40 days, it has a din of a baby, after bring a carbon. But this is the night of the 81st day from a baby girl that was born 80 days ago. The Beis Shammai say, one carbon for both babies. Because even though after 80 days she can bring a carbon, but practically you can't bring a carbon at night. You can't bring a carbon until the next morning. And as long as the second, the baby, came into the world, the miscarriage took place before the morning, so one set of carbonis is good for both babies. The Beis Hillel say, no. Lamaisa, this miscarriage took place after the 80-day period, the night of the 81st. Too late. You already need a second set of carbones for the second baby. Then we learned about this sadden, this blanket-like beged. It's basically a big blanket with four corners. Most of the time people wore it at night. The Mishnah say don't put tzitzis on it, not even during the day. Because the tcheles is wool. The tcheles is for sure wool. You could have a beged of pishtin. It's shatness. By day it's not a problem, because as long as you have the mitzvah of tzitzis, we say the essay of tzitzis is daicha delais essay of shatness. But by night there's no technical mitzvah of tzitzis, so it's going to be shatness. So even by day, you want to wrap yourself in this, don't put on tzitzis, because you're going to forget and wear it at night. Meaning that most of the time we wear it at night. The Beis Hillel do not make that gzeira. And they say if you're wearing it by day, if you're wrapping yourself in this sadden by day, then you have to put tzitzis on it. Then we had a halacha. Then when you process tfuah up until a certain point, you're still allowed to have a snack from it, even though you weren't mafresh trumas yimaisers yet, with the exception of what you eat on Shabbos. Shabbos is kovei lemaiser. What about a basket that was designated for Shabbos, but it's not Shabbos yet? The Beis Shammai say you can still eat from it without taking off trumas yimaisers, if it's just achilas eroi, just a snack kind of eating. And the Beis Hillel say, even if it's just designated for Shabbos, it's already mechuyev and trumas yimaisers, you can't even snack from it before you separate the trumas yimaisers that you have to.